أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today is 23rd of September 2020. We are back again to our Nahw al-Arabiya class in the same platform, Irshad al-Ummah WhatsApp group. Inshallah, we are still on our Manzumat al-Ajrumiyya. And then we talked about Asma al-Ishara lil-Qareeb last class. So today we are going to talk about Asma al-Ishara lil-Ba'id. Lil-Ba'id. We mentioned that al-Asma al-Ishara lil-Qareeb means illustrative pronouns for close objects. For close objects or humans. Why today we are going to take illustrative pronouns for far objects, or humans. In al-asma al-ishara lil-qareeb, just the same way you have three illustrative nouns, which is for the singular, the dual, and the plural. The same thing apply here, where we have that of singular, plural, and dual also in the al-ba'id. And this al-ba'id, I said, is for far object, things that are not close to you. All right. For the singular, we have zalika for masculine. The first one have al-mudhakkar. I did not translate al-mudhakkar for you by now because you already know it's masculine. Then al-mu'annath. There is no need translating al-mu'annath because you already know it's feminine. So in the al-mudhakkar for al-mufrad, which you know as singular, al-mufrad singular, in mudhakkar we have dhalika. Dhalika is written like this: dhal, lam, and kaf. You don't put alif. That alif mud is not written. It's written like this: dhalika. Then in the mu'annath singular we have tilka. Tilka. Now we'll go to the let's give an example. This is number one. For example, we have al-bayt, house, a house. We have a house. So we say dhalika al-bayt. Or dhalika baytun. Dhalika baytun. Dhalika baytun. That is a house. That is a house. So maybe some other time we'll talk about nakira wal ma'rifa, which is definite and indefinite article. So this baytun is an indefinite article. So that is why you say a house. If alif wal lam was to be here, you will say that is the house. That THE there is the alif wal lam there, which stands for definite article T. So, for an example for the feminine, we say tilka sayyaratun. That is a car. So that is why Allah say Tilka asharatun kamila, because ashara is a feminine word, and we say dhalika al-kitabu, because al-kitab is a masculine word. Say dhalika al-kitab, that book, or that is the book. Dhalika al-kitab, that is the book, or that book. So you translate it in whichever way you like. That's the number one. So for dhalika, you use masculine words, masculine nouns, to match ذلِكَ, because it's used for masculine. Now, it's a masculine illustrative pronoun. It's a masculine illustrative pronoun. Now, you use tilka to match any feminine word because it's a feminine illustrative pronoun. A feminine illustrative pronoun. Number two, ثانياً, we have dual. Al-Muthanna is dual. I'm simplifying it for you here so you don't get confused. Al-Muthanna. In dual, for the masculine, we have Dhanika. Dhanika. With noon. The lam will not change to noon. Dhanika. Then in Mu'annath, which is feminine, we have Tanika. Tanika. We have Tanika. Dhanika. Tanika. Why is this one Dhanika instead of Dhalikani, just as it is in Hazani? It is because in this aspect, you don't do al-qiyas on them. You use them as they come, as they were heard from Arabs. That is how they are used. So we call them masmu' la muqayyas. Tusma' wala tunqas alayha. Tusma' wala tunqas alayha. You use them as you hear them, Arab. As you hear the Arabs use them, you don't do al-qiyas. Don't do an analogical deduction on them. Don't do your striving to use qawa'id that we have been giving you for haza, hazani, dhalika, dhalik. You now say dhalika, dhalikani. So you don't do that. Kitabu, kitabani, rajulu, rajulani. No. The fact that alif and lam, alif and nun is the sign of muthanna, doesn't mean it applies to every angle of it. In this aspect, this is a pronoun. And in pronouns, you use them as they are heard. Just the same way when you go to the pronouns, the normal pronouns, ana, nahnu, anta, anti, antum, antunna, huwa, hiya, huma, hum, hunna, down to the end. Just the same way you use them because you heard them like that, the same thing applies.